Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the 8th chapter of Masachet Bava Kama, Perek HaChovel, Hadaf Pei Gimel Amud Bet, at the very beginning of the Amud. And we are now moving into a very different area of Nezikin, and that is the area of Chabalah, or assault. And the first Mishnah, of which we only have part of in front of us, we'll detail the five categories of payment that for which someone is liable if he is guilty of assault. HaChovel b'chaviro chayvala mishum chamisha dvarim. Now, this is something that we've seen briefly in the Masechet earlier, chiefly in the first parak, but now we'll see it full on, and that is the five categories of payment. Benezek, which is damage, betsa'ar, pain, ripui, medical bills, shevet, lost wages, and boshet, shame. We're only going to survey the first point here, which is Nezek, because our discussion of the Gemara will not go any further than that in this podcast, and as is our style, we're going to go back to the parts of the Mishnah that are discussed in each podcast, and then go back to the Gemara. Nezek Ketzad, how do we estimate Nezek? Simeate no kitet yado shibert raglo, and notice throughout all the Tanaitic literature uses those three models. Those three examples, knocking out someone's eye, cutting off a hand, breaking a leg, because those are the three that are consistently mentioned in the Torah, ayin tachat ayin, yad tachat yad, regel tachat regel. Roino toki ilu evanim karbashuk. How do we estimate it? We imagine this fellow as if he were a slave in the marketplace, v'shamin kama hayayafeh, v'chama hu yafeh. And we estimate how much he would have gone for as a slave with a hand, and now how much he would go for as a slave without a hand. That's Nezek. That's not the full payment. That's just one of the five. Go to the Gemara. And the Gemara is now going to focus on an issue which is very, very troubling, which is the Torah says whenever you have damages, ayin tachat ayin, you pay an eye for an eye, and it's famous in all sorts of pieces of literature of the eye for an eye, what's referred to as lex talionis. But indeed, as we understand from our Mishnah, there is no such thing as plucking a person's eye out in recompense for having knocked another's eye out, but rather it's payment. The question is, how do you get from ayin tachan ayin to money? And that's what the next eight pieces are going to be devoted to. As I line them up, I didn't go into the detail on the page, we'll learn them through. And the presentation of the Gemara is very sequential. It starts with early Braitot to later Braitot to the transition to the Amoraic period to some contributions of the Amoraim. And as we will see, quite a number of the arguments will end up being unsuccessful in demonstrating the inherent reasonableness or our textual force of Mamon, although that's, of course, where we end up. Ayin tachat ayin, Amar Rachmana. Eima ayin mamash, why shouldn't it be? Really pluck out the guy's eye. Lo salka daitach. That's not the case to Tanya. Braita number one. So I might think that you should really do those things to the guy, pluck his eye out, etc. Talmud Omar, therefore it says in that series of laws at the end of Parshat Emor, Makeh Adam u'Makeh Behema. Now, it doesn't specify which Makeh Adam we're referring to, because that it's mentioned several times in that Parsha. But Makeh Adam in one context is Yumat, and that clearly is referring either to not real mitah, or else makeh adam meaning murder. But it also uses the word makeh behema when a person attacks an animal, then he has to pay for it. Ma makeh behema l'tashlumin, just like when you attack an animal, you pay. Af makeh adam l'tashlumin, so when you hurt a person, you pay. All right, so the equation is there. V'im nafshach lomar harehu omer lo tikul kofen l'nefesh otzeach, v'im nafshach lomar harehu omer lo tikul kofen l'nefesh otzeach shuva shalamut. And if you are concerned, and we'll deconstruct what this concern might be, we have another proof, which is at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, in describing the Arei Miklat, the Torah says that a convicted murderer cannot pay his way out, cannot pay a ransom to live. You may not take a ransom for a murderer who must die. What's the implication? L'nefesh rotzeach yatalo keach kofer. You don't take payment for a murderer. But you do take payment for someone who battered, even if the result is that the victim will never again get use of those limbs or will see those limbs again. Now, that's the Braita. Our analysis goes as follows. Hey, Makeh. We said, Makeh Adam, Makeh Bema. Which reference is Makeh? What's the reference in Makeh? If that's the makeh, hubiktalaktiv, that makeh adam is talking about murder. Must be this one. Makeh nefesh behema yishamana, nefesh tachat nefesh. What's the very next pasuk? If a person hurts another, whatever he did happens back to him. But it's juxtaposed to hurting an animal, therefore it's payment. The problem is that that second pasuk doesn't use the word maket. I love makehu. So the answer is haka'aka ha'kamrinan. We're not talking about the actual word maket, but just the fact that you hurt. Just like hurting an animal, it's payment. Same thing with you. If you hurt a person, it's payment. But here we have a pasuk that says if a person hurts another person, he dies. And that certainly can't be taken literally. The answer is b'mamon. That means he has to pay money. We find, by the way, a similar thing in the case of kofar. When a person's animal kills somebody, says gam, if it's a shor muad, we say gam be'alav yumat, and we said yumat is kofar. Mimai de b'mamon, how do we know that's mamon? So, emim mita mamash, maybe you're supposed to die. So, lo sakat aitach. Chada de haid kash la makeh behemah yishamana. First of all, it's compared to makeh behemah. Vog tibatre, it says afterwards, kasher yitain mum adam kenyanatin bo. At the very most, you're going to have the same thing happen to you. You hit somebody and knocked his arm off, so that he can't kill you. The most is you can knock your arm off. So therefore, when it says yumat, it can't be literally yumat. It must be a payment. Now, that was the first part of the braita. Umay im nafshach lomar. Why did the braita then say, and if you're concerned, I've got another proof? Because tu kakashale the Tana. The Tana had another problem, which is my chazit yofit make behema. Why did you infer it from make behema, leila from make adam? After all, you said, we have make behema, hurting an animal, that's payment. With makeh adam, which is killing a person, yumat. In other words, what you did happens to you, not payment, but it really happens to you. So why did you prefer to connect it to the animal, connect it to killing a person? Amri, danin nizakin nizakin, and danin nizakin mita. The answer is that we want to stay within the field of nizikin. You hurt an animal, you hurt a person. That's more similar. That's similar as opposed to the connection between, or the association between hurting and killing. Adarabba, tanin adami adami, tanin adami behema. I can go the other way. I could say, why compare hurting a person to hurting an animal? Compare hurting a person to killing a person. That's at least the victim is a person in both cases. That's why the Brita said, and if you're not convinced, then I've got another proof. That I have another pasuk that shows you that you really can and do take payment for battery. Now, the nefesh rotzeach talukach kofel, talukach kofel, v'sheh chuzer v'rim chuzerin chuzerin. Now, v'haylo tiku kofel, the nefesh rotzeach v'mute roshay v'rim hura'ata, is that pasuk in Mas'ei really coming to exclude battery and say that you can pay for? Ha'mi b'ayle, the marachmana lo tavi beitarti. We need that pasuk to tell me that you cannot impose two punishments on somebody, meaning you don't kill him and take money from him for the death. Lo tshikol minei mamon v'tiktolei. The answer is hi michderi shato nafka. That we get from the parsha of Makot that says kederi shato rishachat tamechayvovi tamechayvosh shderi shiyot. You do not execute two sentences for one crime. All right, and that's something that we will deal with in Makot. We've dealt with in Ketubot. Vakatim bayale, but we still need the pasuk for the simple pshat. Dekam rachmana lo tishko mamon v'tiftere. If a guy's a murderer, you can't take money and let him go. So the answer is imkein lichtov rachmana l'tukofe l'asher hu ashalamut. The pasuk didn't have to add in lenefesh rotzeach. The Torah could have said, "Don't take kofar for somebody who's supposed to die." Lenefesh rotzeach lamali. Why does it say for a murderer? Shma mina lenefesh rotzeach atelokeach kofar atelokeach kofar roshev rovim shneon chozrim. So the answer is that it says lenefesh rotzeach to tell you that's the only one you can't take payment for. Now, if that's the case, you got such a compelling pasuk that you used as your second proof. Chimachet dechtiv lokekofar makel lamali. What do I need the first proof for? In other words, this braita started out by saying makeh makeh, and if you don't like that, I've got lo tiku kofer. But if lo tiku kofer is so good, what do I need the first one for? Amri imehai havemina ibai einay native ibai dmei eno native, because from the lo tiku kofer, it sounds like it's the decision of the aggressor that he can either say take my eye out or I'll pay you. Kamashlan behema. That's why we have makeh makeh to compare it to behema. In the case of behema, if you hurt an animal, you don't get the choice of saying, cut my leg off or I'll pay you. You have to pay. Ma makeh behema letashlum, now for makeh adam letashlumin. That's braita number one. And that does come out somewhat successfully, demonstrating that ayin tachat ayin should not be taken literally, and rather it is mamon. Brayta number two. Tanya v'distoy ben Yehudayo. Yehuda omer. Ayin tachat ayin mamon. Atam ramano ayinu el ayin mamash. Right? Amart. Harei shaita inosho zeg dola v'inosho zeg tana. He tries to argue, not from text, but rather from reasoning, that ayin tachat ayin could never work, because if you have an aggressor and a victim whose eyes are not the same, one has big eyes, one has small eyes, one, I push it further, has healthy eyes, one has not so healthy eyes, then heichan ikorei be'ayin tachat ayin, I can't have ayin tachat ayin. V'chitema kol ki ayshakel mine mamona, and then you could argue, okay, so in cases like that, I take money. In other words, where the eyes are somewhat similar, I poke the eye out. When not, I take money. Can't do that because the Torah amra mishpat achad yeh lachem. The Torah said there's one law, meaning mishpat ashev elekulchem. I have to have one law for everybody. I can't say, oh, your eyes are big, therefore you pay money. Your eyes are small, you get your eye poked out. So Amri, my kusha, our answer to Rav Dostoy is, what's the problem? Who cares that his eye is smaller, his eye is bigger? The fact is, you took away his sight, we take away your sight. Maybe that's what it means. Of course, we're not going to go there. That was theoretical. Dilote mahachi, and here's a compelling argument against Rav Dostoy. Katan sharagata gadol b'gadol sharagata katan hechikat limanle. How can you ever execute a murderer who's not exactly the same age and health and everything else as the victim? Because after all, Torah Amran, Mishvat Echad Yelachem, you've got to have one rule, which means that you've even got to kill when the person who killed was an old person who didn't have long to live, and the person he killed was a young buck, or vice versa. You've got to have one law, Mishvat Hashem Elekulchem. So what's the answer? El Neshama Shalkumineh. The answer is that the victim took away life. Neshamam, Rachman and Nishkomineh, the Torah says, take away his life, regardless of the inequality of their lives, perhaps. Achinami say the same thing with eyes. Nahara Shalkumineh, Naharam Rachman and Nishkomineh. He took his sight away, you take the aggressor's sight away. And the fact that his eye is bigger or healthier or whatever, it doesn't matter. So, Rav Dostoy's argument really does not work. Tanirach, we have another brighter. Rishim ben Yochai Omer, now we're getting later. Ayin tachat ayin mamon. Atam mamon ayin mamash. Again, the argument. Harei shayas suma v'simei. Let's say the guy was blind, and he blinded. Kitea v'kitea. Or he's an amputee and knocked somebody else's arm off. Chiger v'chiger. He's lame, and he lamed somebody. Heyachin mekayim b'zayin tachat ayin. I can't do ayin tachat ayin. He doesn't have an eye to pluck out. He doesn't have an arm to cut off. V'atoramra mishpat achad yelachem. The same argument. Mishpat hashav elekulchem. I've got to have one law for everybody. I can't say the blind guys get punished like this, and the lame guys like this. So Amri Yomaikusha, the Beit Midrash, they had the same response. Dil mehechad afshar. Hechad lo afshar lo afshar. O patrin onlay. Why don't we just say that wherever you can fulfill the literal ayin tachat ayin, you do it. And if not, then the guy's potter. And we have an example of that. Dilo teimahachi. Trefa sharagat ashalay mayavdin onlay. What do you do when a man who's dying kills somebody? A man is dying. He's a trefa. He's got a few hours to live. And he kills somebody. What do we do? El hechad afshar afshar. When you can fulfill Mita, you do. When not, then we let him go. Ah, a fellow killed somebody, and on his way to the Beit HaSkil, he gets hit by a bus. What are you going to do? So you could say the same thing, that ayin tachat ayin works, and if the guy happens to be blind, then he's potter, just like this case. So again, this brayta didn't work either. To Rabbi Shmuel Tana, now we go to, not Rabbi Shmuel, but the school of Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra Ken Yinatein Bo. Here we work on particular text. In that parsha, the end of Emor, it says, Kasher, yitain mum ba'adam, kin yinatein bo. Whatever a person does, that shall be put to him. Ve'initina ela mamon. The word netina always implies mamon. Is that true? Elamiata, kasher, yitain mum ba'adam. Look at the beginning of the pasuk. As a person gives a blemish to someone, hachina mamonu. What does that mean, mamon? It means he punched him. So Amri, the Rabbi Shmuel, cry yetera darshi. And the Beit Midrash, they explained that the Rabbi Shmuel wasn't just picking up on the word natan. They were bothered because the entire pasuk was extra. Mech tiktiv ish ki ten mum b'amitok asher sa'i ken ye'aselo. It already says in that same parsha, if a person hurts another person, whatever he did is done to him, ken yinatein bo lamali, why do I need another pasuk to say that it will be given to him? So I look at the unique phrasing of yinatein ashishma min amamon. All right, so if that's the case, then kasher yitain mum ba'adam lamali. What do I need the first half of that phrase? The answer is, adibari mechtav kein tanmil, katav nami kasher yitain mum ba'adam. Okay, so in this one is somewhat successful. And the end of that argument is, it's simply parallel phrasing. The Torah can't write half an idea. So we had our first bright that was successful. Rabbi Dostoyev was knocked down. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was knocked down. This from the Bay Rabbi Yishmael seemed to be successful. We have another argument. Devei Rabbi Chia. So now we're going to the very end of the Tanaitic period. Rabbi Chia, of course, the close student of Rabbi. Amtan Amakra, Yad Biyad. This is in the context of Edim Zomim. You do to Edim Zomim what they try to do, Yad Biyad Regel Baragel. Why does it say Yad Biyad? Tavar Nitan Miyad Liyad. It's referring, it's alluding to things that are given from hand to hand. Umaynihu, Mamon. That's money. Elamiata Regel Baragel Nami Hachihu. So what am I going to say about Regel Baragel in the same Pasuk? It's something that's given from foot to foot? I give him a football? What is it? Amri Devei Rabbi Chia Krai Yitera Kadarshi. We give the same answer we just gave for Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Bei Rabbi Chia were bothered by an extra pasuk. Mech Tiktiv Asitem Lo Kasher Zamam Lasot Lachiv. The Torah already says you do to the Edim Zomin what they conspire to do to their fellow. Hisakot Aitach Mamash. If you think you're really going to do it to them, Yad Biyad Lamali. Why say hand a hand for a hand? Shmamina Mamon. Therefore we see that Yad Biyad is an allusion to Mamon. So regel beregel amali. So I go back to that. So idichtiv yad biyad katav nami regel beregel. Again, it's parallel phrasing. Now we go to the Amoraim. Abaye Omer. Abaye says, I have a source from Tana Devei Chizkiah. So this goes back to the early Amoraim of Eretz Yisrael. Tana Devei Chizkiah. Ayin tachat ayin and nefesh tachat nefesh. So it's an eye for an eye and a life for a life. Velo nefesh v'ayin tachat ayin and not a life and an eye for an eye. No, what does that mean? If you think you're really going to poke the guy's eye out, you could end up poking his eye out and taking his life because he poked out somebody else's eye. It's inequitable. Why? You're blinding him, he dies. He's shocked, he's afraid, he gets so upset that he dies. Why is that a problem? Maybe we do the same thing we do for Makot. We have a doctor check him out and say, can he take the punishment? If he can take it, we do it. If we not. And by the way, if we estimate that he can do it, and it turns out he dies, we have a Mishnah in the third parak of Makot. If the doctor checked him out and said he could take 21 Makot, and the end guy ended up dying on Makot 21 or earlier, Patur, Beit Din's Patur. Makot 22, he's Chayab. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rambam, so you see, and this is a successful argument. You see that you could really have Ayin Tachat Ayin, and you could say, sorry, this is actually a failed argument. You could say Ayin Tachat Ayin, and you could say really, take it out, pluck out his eye, and if you're concerned that the guy may die, so have him checked out by a doctor first, and if the doctor and a psychiatrist and whoever it is who's going to check him out says he can take it, then he can take it, and if in the process of that he dies, same p'tur as Makot. So that argument again did not stand. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rab Amar, now we go fully into Amorei Bavel, Amar Kra, Petza Tachat Patza. The Torah says Petza Tachat Petza, which means you have a wound for a wound, is listed among our Lex Talionis. What's the drasha? Litain tsar b'makom nezek. To tell you that you have to pay for tsar in addition to nezek. That's in our mission, of course. So besides the nezek, you have to pay for pain. V'salka daitach mamash, if you think that you're going to pluck the guy's eye out, z'keichet alahai avalei tsara, alahai nami le tsara. So the victim had tsar, the aggressor also has tsar, because they poked his eye out. So why should he pay for tsar? Umay kusha, what's the problem? Dilma ike inishtum fanikit le tsara tfei. There's some people who are very fastidious, and they have a lot of pain. And people who are rough and tumble and hockey players, they don't have such pain when they get their eye knocked out. So and the difference between it is to give the overage, meaning maybe what it means is that you poke the guy's eye out, we poke your eye out. And he had pain and you had pain, but if your pain isn't as much as his pain, then you have to give the difference. However, we're going to measure it. Of course, this is never going to get so far as to say how would we measure such a thing, because we know we're not going in this direction. But we're just trying to demonstrate that that isn't a good proof. And this is going to go in the same direction. He said, Rav Papa, quoting Rava, says, from Rapo Yurape, which is the famous drasha of, to say that you have to pay for medical bills in addition to Nezek. If you think we're really going to poke your eye out, just like the victim needs a medical treatment, so the aggressor needs medical treatment. So why would he have to pay for it? So my kusha, del me ikar a salik pisohaya, ve ikar a lo salik pisohaya. Some people heal quicker. Same thing. Maybe the victim needs $100,000 worth of medical bills, and this guy for $2 and some iodine gets better, so you have to pay the difference. All right, so again, these arguments are not compelling. The only one that stood up so far is really the first braita. And Bechizkiah and Be'er Shmuel seem to stand up also. Rav Ashi Amar Atya Tachat Tachat Mishor. This is the last of the arguments, and this will also work. He says the word Tachat, just like we had Yitain earlier, and Yad B'Yad, so also the word Tachat here seems to be the clue. Ktiv Hacha Ayin Tachat Ayin Uktiv Hatam Shalem Shalem Shor Tachat Ashor. When a shore kills another shore, you have to pay for the shore. Right? Mal halan mamon, afkan mamon. We know that means you pay money. Why are you taking that tachat? Nelef tachat tachat mi adam. We got another tachat in the case of murder that doesn't mean money. Natata nefesh, tachat nafesh. Halan mamash, afkan mamash. So the answer is amim danin nezakin min nezakin. This is something we saw earlier. We should judge one case of damage from another case of damage. Don't judge damage from death. Adraba, we'll take the opposite approach, which is Danin Adam mi Adam, Vein Adin Adam mi Behema. You want to judge two cases that have to do with people, murder and assault. So that won't work because that's a draw. Ela Amar Ravashi mitachat asher ina yaliflei. Ravashi says we actually learned from Tachat in the case of Ones, which is rape in Parsha Kitetse, and there it's clearly mamon, and there it's perfect because it is attack against a person, and it's not murder. Adami, Adam, Nezikim, Nezikin. So it fits perfectly, and that's the tachat that we have. So Rav Ashi's answer worked, the first braita worked, and Tana Rebbe Bishmoyel and Tana Rebbe Chizkiah, were those are the four sources that really, at the end of each analysis, stood. Now we have a ninth statement, which is very strange, because Tana Rebbe Lozor Omer, Ayin Tachat Ayin, Mamash. Rebbe Lozor seems to fly against everything here. So you really poke his eye out. That's what it sounds like. What, he disregards everybody else's opinion? So Amar Rabba, it means lomar she'ein shamin oto ke'eved. It means that you don't measure him like an eved. So Amar Labai, Elmi, come on. So what are you going to do? Ben Chorin, you're going to measure him like a free man with an eye, a free man without an eye? Ben Chorin, meet le'domi. We have a general rule, ein domi ben Chorin. There's no financial value that you can, monetary value you can put on a free man. Ella Amar Ravashi, it means like this, Lamar She'in Shamin Oto Benizak Ella Mamazik. Ayin Tachat Ayin could be understood one of two ways once we establish its mamon. One could be, you lost your eye, I got to pay you for the loss of your eye. The other one is, you lost your eye, I should lose my eye. I'm not going to lose my eye, but I should pay you for what my eye is valued to me. And that's what Rabbi Elazar says when he says Mamash. Ayin Tachat Ayin, you're really poking out your eye. But we're not going to poke out your eye, therefore we're going to have you pay what your eye is worth to you. So you use b'mazik. Okay, so therefore you see, what would the aggressor, how much less would he fetch on the slave market if his eye were poked out? Okay, now a story. There was a donkey that ate up or cut off the hand of a child. Out to the coming of Papa Bar Shmuel. So they came to a Papa Bar Shmuel, the owner of the donkey and the father of the kid. Amarlohu, and he said, Zilu Shumule Arba Dvarim. He said, go estimate the four things. So Amar Rava, Rava turned and said, "V'hanan chamisha tanan." Our Mishnah says five things. Why four? So Amar Rava, Nezek coming. I meant with besides Nezek, the other four. And that, by the way, is legitimate because number of times we talked about the difference between, for instance, Shor and Adam in the first parak, Adam chayav bar ba'advarim. It means besides Nezek. So Amar Abai, Abai then turned, V'hachamor turned to the Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. So this is not the Rav Papa who's a Talmid of Rava. This is a different Rav Papa. He said, "V'hachamor who is a donkey? V'hachamor ain't a mishal mila Nezek. He only pays Nezek. Why four things?" Amalahu zilu shumalei nizke. So Papa said, okay, good. Estimate the nezek. V'haka avda bai l'mishayme. Then they said to him, you have to estimate him like a slave, and it was taken to the slave market. So Amalahu zilu shamukavda. So go do that. Papa Bar Shmuel did not come out well in the story. So Amalahu avu adinuka. Notice the grammar. The father of the child said to them, meaning he wasn't talking to the rabbi anymore, he was talking to the students, lo baina, I don't want to do that. Da zila be milta. It's degrading for my family to take my kid to the slave market and have him estimated. Amrulay, so they said to him, you're costing him, because the owner of the donkey would have to pay you money that would go into a trust fund, as we'll see later on in the parak, And that's money that the child's going to lose. When he gets older, I'll make it up to him for my own money. It's worth it to me to pay him out of my own money later on in life, rather than have the family degraded. Okay. Hahu Torah da'alas yadei dianuka. There was a shore, and this topic is going to take us now to the end of the podcast. There was a shore that chewed up the hand of a kid. Ata the kame de Rava. So they came to Rava. Amarlehu zilu shamua ke'avda. Measure this kid and estimate him based on an eved. You, Rav, are the one who ruled that any time that you use an Eved as the assessment, that's not a collection that we do in Bavel. Because in Bavel, we're not smuchim. In Bavel, we're not mumchim. We're a Beit Din that's, if you will, kind of ad hoc. I didn't mean that you collect it. I mean estimate him so that if the Nizak's family seizes property from the Mazik, they can keep it up to the amount that is owed to them. Now, why did Rava say you don't collect? Rava letame, da'ama Rava, nizke shor b'shor, nizke shor ba'adam, kitzer, if a shor attacks, whether an animal or a person, govino to bavel, that's something we collect in Bavel. Meaning, Beit Din will sit on it and force a seizure. Nizke adam ba'adam, nizke adam b'shor, but if a person attacks, whether they attack a person or a shor, ain't govino to bavel, we don't do it. So now we got to figure out why not. Why not? Elohim by Nivaleka, because this is our first attempt. Because the Torah says you have to come ad ha Elohim, which is a reference to a Beit Din of Smuchim. And we don't have that. So Nizke Shor B'Shor B'Shor B'Adam Nami. Same thing with Nizke Shor. It always uses the word Elohim in Parshat Mishpatim. Elohim by Nivaleka. So that won't work. The reason that we do shor is when a shor attacks is because we are performing the shlichut of the Beit Din in Eretz Yisrael. We're their agents. Just like we deal with any time that a person is moda b'chov or any time somebody owes money, we adjudicate the case as their shlichim. So Adam shor, nami shlichutayu kavdina. Why don't we do the same thing when a person attacks? So Amri, their answer was, Ki ko'avdinan shlichutayu, when do we do that? Pemidi de kimlan begave. Only things that we're expert in. Midi lo kimlan begave, lo avdinan shlichutayu. Things we don't, not expert in, we don't do. So Amri, shor b'shor b'shor b'adam nami lo kimlan begave. We're not such experts in animal values and everything. So how do we do it? Alifuk chazi hechem izdavni tar b'shuk. We go out to the shuk, and we see how much a cow fetches. Same thing, let's go to the slave market and see how much slaves fetch. Bishuka. In other words, we don't have any inherent knowledge about this. We go out and check, so do the same thing for Adam. V'yod, if that's the case, Tashlum Kefa v'Tashlum Arba Chamisha d'Kitzi. The payments of Kefa and Arba Chamisha, taking us back to Meruba, we should certainly pay, because we do deal with Ganavim, so they should pay kefal, and we don't collect kefal and tashlum arba chamisha, because those are set amounts. There's no brainer. You just multiply by two or multiply by four or five. Navid shlichutayu. So Amri, they say, ki kavdin shlichutayu b'mamona. First of all, we only perform the shlichut of the Beit Din Eretz Yisrael b'mamona. We don't do knasot in Eretz Yisrael in chutz laretz. B'knasot l'avdin shlichutayu. And kefal and arba chamisha are knasot, of course. Now, that doesn't work because adam bi'adam d'mamona hu navid shlichutayu. Chabalah, all of our five things are mamon. So, kikavdina shlichutayu milta deshchicha. We only do the shlichut in things that are common, so we have experience with them, we're used to dealing with them. And adam ba adam de lo shchicha, battery is a very uncommon thing between two people. Lo avdina shlichutayu, we don't do it. Ariha boshet of kam deshchiach. Boshet is common. And navid shlichutayu. The answer is, Amri dihachinami, dihara papa, agmi arba mea zuzi the boshet. You're right, and our papa used to have a set collection, he'd collect up to 400 zuz for boshet. So, valeter, our papa, we don't paskin like our papa, so why don't we? The answer is, Shalach Rav Chista of Nachman, Shalach Lechista Chista, Knasa Kamagim Bavel. Rav Chista, sent this message to Rav Nachman that we should charge boshet, and Rav Nachman said, Chista, what are you collecting? Knasot and Bavel? And even though it's not technically a knas, he said, we don't charge that. How does it work? There we go. Something that's common and something where the victim is really out of pocket. All right. But if it's common, but he's not out of pocket, like boshet, or vice versa, something that's not common, even though he lost money, here we go. Adam ba'adam. When a person hurts another person, afagav de ipe chisaron kis, even though he lost money, he lost his arm, whatever. Kevan lo shchicha lo avdinu shlichutayu. It's not common that we don't do their shlichut. Bosh Rav Agavda Shchicha, even though Bosh is common, Kevin Delepi Chisaron Kis, and that's why our Papa was, we don't follow our Papa, because the victim didn't lose anything. It was shamed, but there's no financial loss to him. Therefore, we don't do their shlichut. Good, so that sets it all up. But question is, Vishor Vishor Govin Bavel, Rava's first statement was that if a shore attacks another shore, we collect in Bavel. We said if a shore damages, we don't collect. So the Azik man, who did he attack? Ilaim the Azik Adam, you think he attacked the person? So my year short Azik Adam, Philo Adam Azik Adam Nami and Govin Tom Bavel. According to Rava, anybody who attacks a person, whether a shore or an Adam, you don't collect. Halapshita the Azik shore, must be a shore that attacked a shore. Uktani en govino to b'bavel. Sorry, in that last statement, Rava said anytime the Adam is the attacker, we don't collect. But then you wouldn't have to say a shore that attacks an Adam, you don't collect, which Rava said is the opposite, because if that was what he meant, he'd say even an Adam who attacks an Adam, you don't collect. Right? Rather, it must be that a shore attacked a shore. And he said en govin. And Rava in the original statement said, you do collect. So, mihatam etam hachamamuad, the answer is, when does Rava say you don't collect? When it's a short time that did the nezek, because that's knas. But here, in a case of muad, you do collect. Ay, v'am Rava ain't muad b'bavel. There can't be muad b'bavel because we don't have a proper beit din for a'ada. So amri da'ayin hatavai tu alahacha. It was a shore that attacked several times in Eretz Yisrael, became shore muad, and it was brought here. V'am miltav lo shchichahi, but you don't want to talk about something that's uncommon. That's very uncommon. Lo shchicha amar do of din shchichotai. We said we don't adjudicate such cases. So the answer is da'at rabbanu nahatam v'yadu ahacha. Rabbis from there came and they were miayadim here. So we already said that we don't do uncommon things. How common would it be for the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael to come here to Bavel just to testify that a shore is a shore muad? Elki ka'amar Rava. When did Rava say that a shore pays full nezek in Bavel? It wasn't shore da'azik shore. It was shein v'regel. The muadim ichataninu. When a shore is guilty of nizke shen or nizke regal, that they're muad from the get-go, and that's regular mamon, and there's chisaron kis, and it's common. And therefore, avdin shluchutayu. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up in the next podcast and take a look at tsar and ripui. And items number 2 and 3 on the series of the five categories of payment. Everybody should have a wonderful day.